Well, friends, here we stand. With our teeth in our mouth and a rack full of Norcross greeting cards.
Also a rack full of wonderful songs.
You think I ought to give the folks a sample?
Please do.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me. 'Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be. 'Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, oh, that's me. Hi-hat baby, that's she. But I don't take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take sugar to tea, I'm just as ritzy as I can be. 'Cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea.
Remember your graduation day?
Oh, yes, Clary and Claire, I remember. The horse carriages and the ladies in their hoop skirts.
Yes.
And over the speaker's platform, a large portrait of President Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes.
Oh, but enough nostalgia. I presume you're leading up to a discussion of the new Norcross graduation day greeting card.
Bing, you found me out again. These new Norcross greeting cards are the best way to say congratulations to every graduate, from high schoolers to doctors of philosophy.
The old grad agrees, Rosie. Truly, graduation day is a mingling of both anticipation and regret. And these new Norcross greeting cards capture the mood perfectly. In fact, they make the diploma seem almost like an afterthought.
And as always, Norcross has come up with a wonderfully different selection of graduation day greeting cards. Studios, formals, pretty ones, and wonderful wrappings for those gifts you'll want to give.
There's always something new from Norcross. And these Norcross greeting cards are marvelous enough to make a graduate re-enroll just to receive another.
So, for graduation or for any occasion, pick the nicest cards on the rack, the cards with the N on the back.
To any graduate, Norcross greeting cards say the things you want to say.
Say, what did you study in school, Bing?
Well, Rosie, I must confess that generally it was as little as possible.
Mm-hmm. You are my personal possession. You're mine alone. You are my personal possession. My very own. No about me. Nobody else must miss you but me. Nobody must dream of you but me. And nobody else must love you but me. You're my personal possession. That's what you are. Obsession, my lucky star. I own you exclusively, darling. You belong to me. You're my personal possession, my precious
dishes, for fine washables, try Gentle Fells and see the wonderful difference it makes to your hands. Gentle Fells is the only dishwashing detergent that contains lanolin D, the beauty essence used in costly lotions to keep your hands soft and lovely no matter how many times a day you wash dishes. Gentle Fells is wonderful for dishwashing. Goes right to work, cuts through grease instantly, and leaves dishes and glassware clear and sparkling. It's ideal for fine washables, too, for Gentle Fells has an excellent nylon brightener. Gives stockings, socks, and lingerie new sheen. So buy Gentle Fells by the pair, one for the kitchen, one for the bathroom. Gentle F-E-L-S, Fells, with lanolin D.
Time for Buddy Cole to dust off the keyboard, to limber up at the piano.
These are musical interludes I look forward to, and I'm sure you folks do, too. But he's more than a droid at the harpsichord. He's nimble, this kid.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about a little thing. It's nothing, really, but...
What's your problem?
Well, I've been checking the papers ever since Princess Margaret Armstrong Jones's marriage, and I have yet to find out whether they got that coffee pot for two.
What coffee pot for two?
The one the groom wanted. Just before the wedding, Armstrong Jones checked, and he discovered dozens of gift coffee pots, but they were to serve 12 people or 20, and there were some even there for 50 persons, but there was not one solitary little coffee pot for two amongst all that loot.
Well, I imagine people would be rather reluctant to send a little coffee pot for two as a royal wedding gift, wouldn't they?
Well, maybe so, but Tony publicly insisted that that's what they needed.
Just shows you. It's the little things that count.
Apparently, Tony and the princess enjoy a little coffee in the morning, you know, even as you and I, Rosie.
Well, think of that. Makes me feel a little like a princess.
Tony said he needs this coffee pot for two because it's for coffee in bed. Tony, you know, is known as a late riser.
Oh, he is, mm-hmm. Huh?
Of course, now that he's in the royal family, he may have to learn to rise and shine a bit earlier. That's my guess.
It's not easy being in this royal group. Lots of demands on a person's time.
Darn tootin'. Before long, Tony may be grabbing his coffee and scones at a lunch counter early in the morning like a lot of other Londoners.
Gulping his breakfast on the run and dashing to work, huh?
Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, if the princess and Mr. Jones did get that coffee pot for two, I'd hope they're enjoying it.
Funny, I always thought it was tea for two in England.
Coffee, too, now, a lot. Would that make a good song, you think, Coffee for Two?
Might be all right, Coffee for Two with Cream So Blue.
Or Coffee for Two with One Lump or Two.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm worried about Armstrong Jones.
What about?
Do you really think hard work looms in his future?
Well, it could happen. That's the way the ball bounces, you know. One of these days, someone's liable to say, put down that camera, Tony, and dash off to the office, you hear me?
That's when the honeymoon's over,
yeah.
Right?
Now it's all romance, moonlight and roses, coffee pot for two. But one of these days, he'll find himself up to his neck in the problems of state.
Anyway, I've got to thank Mr. Jones for mentioning the coffee pot. It's a cute idea for a wedding gift.
Yeah, handy item to remember. And you get off at the right price, you know, with a little gift like that.
It's a problem trying to figure what to buy a young couple, and this is a little gem of a suggestion.
You better. It just shows you. Here's the biggest romance of the year, and the one item that apparently was overlooked by everyone, that coffee pot for two.
It's not the gift that counts, it's the thought, not the size or the price.
Proves it, once and for all. Now, Rosemary, don't you think somebody should do a little song now dedicated to Princess Margaret and Anthony A. Jones? In fact, all honeymoon couples, all who have recently embarked on the sea of matrimony.
What a sweet thought.
It's new, too. As a matter of fact, I might just take a shot at the romantic number myself.
Go ahead, pal. That's your racket, more or less, isn't it?
Oh, I've fooled the people a time or two.
What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's old story? Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is the tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the greatest thing, the oldest and yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story.
Did you ever try to turn a three-way lamp down low for watching TV and have nothing happen? Then you click it again and again, and all you get is just one level of light? Well, you must have a one-way Willie in your house. Somebody who puts one-way bulbs in three-way sockets. Now, there's just one way to cure him. Keep extra General Electric bulbs on hand in all the sizes you need for your three-way lamps. Now, don't you be a one-way Willie. Get some today in beautiful new GE Soft White.
Rosemary, we've time left, it appears, for just one more song. Would you be willing to accept the responsibility?
Oh, most happily, Bing. I consider this a delightful responsibility.
The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Your arms opened wide and closed me.
Aloha for today, folks. Rosie and I now relinquish these facilities.
Until tomorrow, that is. Same time, same station. Shall we get together?
Thanks for dialing us in. See you tomorrow.